Phoneboy Speaks, episode 906, The Dying Handset Subsidy.
Ever since T-Mobile in the U.S. Decided to drop handset subsidies from all of their plans, the other carriers have followed suit, and now they're making it much more difficult to even get a handset on a traditional tier contract. You basically have to go through AT&T or Verizon now. If you're really not able to get it from, you know, if you like buy your iPhone from Apple, right, directly, it's no longer an option. You either have to buy it outright. Right, or you use their next installment plan, and they're doing this only for the iPhone at the moment. They've kind of ditched it for that, but it's obviously coming for everything else, right? Because they're pushing really hard on this next thing, and for the carriers it makes a lot of sense, because now it's not something they have to carry on their books now, I guess, and then for consumers it's okay, you can upgrade when you want, but you're paying the true cost of the phone no matter what, so that's. And they basically made that really clear. And whether you even go with a traditional tier contract or not, it still ends up being roughly, you end up paying the same amount. I think I've seen articles, and I didn't link them in the show notes or anything, but I remember seeing articles where they did the research, and they basically said, yeah, it's about the same cost. And I suspect that over time, that's going to be the way to do it. Now, of course, I would take it a step further and say these carriers shouldn't be selling handsets at all. The handsets should be available, separately, and we should be able to go to a store and buy any handset we want and then take it to the carrier we want. But, we're a ways away from that sort of reality happening, because I think part of the problem is that the carriers have too much control over what the handsets are. And as far as I'm concerned, the carriers are dumb pipe, and they shouldn't really have a whole lot of say over the phone, right? But they do, and that's the sad reality. And so that's the way it is. And that's one of the reasons I still prefer GSM to CDMA handsets is because I can actually make the purchase separately, whereas with Verizon and Sprint, I can't do that. I have to buy a handset from them or one that they've blessed or whatever. So anyway, this, again, anybody paying attention to the mobile phone market is shouldn't be surprised by any of this. This is the way the industry is going. I think ultimately it makes more sense, but decoupling the two, and maybe it will encourage people to hang on to their mobile handsets a little bit longer. And I think it's right now, I think the innovation on the handset side is starting to slow down, and not everybody wants to upgrade every 2 years. I know my wife is like, yeah, that's nice. I've had my iPhone for 2 years, but it still works for me. It still does what I want. So I see no reason to buy another one, and that's fine. Right. Whereas I'm kind of waiting for my 2 years and go, okay, well now it's time to buy another one, I guess. But of course, the funny thing about them moving away from subsidies is I don't think it's affecting corporate customers at all. Corporate customers are still doing it. At least that's what my telecom guy tells me. And we'll find out in November when my 2 year contract expires as to whether or not I will be able to get a subsidized handset. But that's nice for me, because at least I don't have to, I'm not on the hook for the contract. The company is. So for me, I'm happy to take the subsidy. The having the handset locked is kind of annoying, but I can live with it, and I've got other phones I can use in the meantime. So anyway, but I do suspect that this 2 year contracts on handsets are not long for the American market. I think it's going to go away, matter of time. And hey, even Canadians, they can't do 3 year contracts anymore. So things are happening, at least the contracts are starting to go away. But it's still going to take some time, I think, for the market to fully switch over.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.